Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, good morning. So at the end of January, the government announced the regularisation scheme for undocumented people. So from now until the end of July, people can apply to become legally recognised and on the way to citizenship if that's what they want. So between now and then, we're going to meet some people who are applying and talk about their life here so far and their future. So in studio with me now is Mel from the Philippines. How are you, Mel?
Great. I'm doing great.
It's great
for having me here.
It's great to have you in. Thanks so much for coming in. So how long have you been here in Ireland?
I have been here since November of 2007. So it's almost 15 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Long time.
Years.
Have you been back home since?
No, I can't.
No.
That's the problem. And you are undocumented. You cannot go home to travel anywhere else. Even on, you know, emergency situations, you just have to watch them all pass by.
Wow.
And you cannot go home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's at home? Who? What family and friends?
Oh, I have my son, whom I left when he was only almost 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my mom there and the rest of my family. Well, I have my siblings here.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
That must be difficult.
Very tough, very difficult. It was a tough decision for me leaving home, leaving my son. But then, you know, it's for him that they came over here.
To make a better life for him?
Yeah, to make a better life for him, to provide for his future and also to save for his college.
Yeah.
And I was able to make him go through college and he is now an orthodontist. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's all worth it, all worth it.
Wow. And so you haven't been back, but are you now able to go back, go and visit?
I will be able to go back as soon as I have my IRP card. It's going to be like, I will have an appointment on the 15th of June once I have it. I'm actually booked to go home already in July. So wow. I have my flight booked already. So
you,
I'm
you
so
must
excited.
Be so, oh, you must be
super,
so excited.
Super. And nervous as well.
Yeah, that's incredible. So why did you pick... I mean, the Philippines is so big and so vast. And why Ireland, this tiny little island? Why us?
Oh, yeah. Well, because I have a sister who was working here. Like, she's still working here as a nurse. She was here since 2000,
okay.
year 2000. She just had a very difficult pregnancy then, and she just gave birth. So she asked me to come over to help her, you know, mind my little niece then. And then I also found it like, you know, as an opportunity for me to be able to, now this is the time for me to be able to find a better job here, to be able to provide, you know, for my family well enough and then to also save for my son's college education. So I said, yes, I'll be there. So that's why, you know, it was easy for me to come here because I have a family here. I have my sister here.
So, I mean, a huge year for you if you're planning on going back after all those years. But can you just describe for me the feeling of living here without being able to travel home?
Oh, very tough, very scary. Because as an undocumented person, you always live in the shadows. You cannot, like, I remember I was very scared to meet guard officers on the street. I would walk the other way or I'm so scared to meet them or even in bus or trains. Every time those who are checking the tickets will come, I would like, oh my God, I hope they will not check for any documents aside from. So I would be very scared. And then also I would be very scared to go to the GP.
Yeah.
Or to act to like, there was one time I experienced a crime. Like, you know, there was somebody was hold, I was holed up in work and I couldn't just report it because of my
You're
situation.
Afraid.
So, and I know a lot of, like, I'm blessed to have a really good employer, but some, they're, you know, they experience work exploitation. So they couldn't stand up for their rights. They're so scared that they, if they stand up for their rights, they would be reported and they couldn't risk that. So it's very scary.
So being undocumented, of course, will definitely have an effect. You just mentioned it there on the types of employment. So it's risky as well. So you're living in that concept. You must have been quite anxious a lot of the time.
Yeah, a lot of times. And I remember I went to a lot of interviews And I couldn't get a job because they couldn't get me a work permit. Mm. And I even went to enroll a training course, a short one, in healthcare. And I was able to get it, but then they couldn't give me my certificate because I don't have a PPS number. So it was all so whatever jobs that they can give me, like child minding, working in a creche or, you know, in the dry cleaners or even caring for the elderly. Like, I accepted whatever jobs and it still would be a good pay compared to what I was getting in the Philippines. Mm. So, like,
well,
I couldn't complain.
You could send your son to college. And
yeah, I was able to.
That's incredible. Yeah. So you lived and worked in Dublin and also the countryside. What parts of Ireland did you like?
Well, I live in Dublin, but I work in Carlow.
Okay.
So I had a taste of, you know, country life and the city life, which is good balance between peaceful and, you know, the hustle and bustle and city mm-hmm. life. But I love the nature, the sight, you know, the sights, the greens and everything. I went to Cliffs of Moher, and then I went to Giant's Causeway. So I love the scenery here in Ireland.
Was it hard? Because if you've been around the country, is it hard to kind of decipher the different accents? Because the different accents,
yeah.
you know, they're tricky.
Yeah, actually, when I first came here, it was very hard for me to understand, especially when they're talking very fast. So I always say, can you please repeat it again? They would probably think, oh, she's deaf or she's dumb. But, you know, just hard to, you know.
Totally.
But I get used to it.
You're well used to it now. Absolutely. So when you got your papers, just talk to me about how it changed your life here.
The moment I held the paper in my hand, I actually pictured my son and my mom smiling because, you know, they've been waiting for this to happen. Oh, I'm still emotional. Mm. But, you know, it would be life-changing indeed because now I can be able to go back home and, you know, visit them and I get to hug them personally. And then as well as I'd be able to, you know, seek for better opportunities like in jobs and, you know, I could go on further education, which I plan to fulfill. And also I can stand up for my rights now. And then I can actually, look for, yeah, like better jobs.
Yeah.
And then it's also good that, you know, now I won't be able to let occasions pass by. But I cannot go home. I miss a lot of my son's graduations
and Christmas, and
Christmases,
please,
birthdays,
yeah,
and a lot.
All of them.
So yeah, all of them. So that's why I'm actually encouraging everyone who are not yet applying for this, the scheme, to just, you know, apply until the end of July because it will be life changing indeed for them. So, you know.
What's the process like? Is the process applying? Will some people need help? Like, is it a difficult document to fill out? Do you need a lot of help with that?
It's actually the application portal is actually straightforward. But if they need support, MRCI is always there. Like, we've been running a lot of clinics. Now, actually, on Saturday, there's going to be a clinic in Cork. So they can actually seek help from MRCI and they can just go to, you know, the website, MRCI website, and then they can register and have register for clinics here. And we're also doing, like, I've been doing a lot of outreaches as well in different counties with some of the members of JFU assisting people who needs assistance in their applications. So it's actually easy.
Jeez,
actually,
you're a busy woman. You're doing so much.
Well, you know, it's time. I don't want anyone, especially those who are qualified, to miss this one-time opportunity. So I'm actually, it's very safe. Because I have my papers already and I have a chance to go home and see my family. So I don't want them missing this chance as well. So it's very safe. So I'm encouraging everyone, those who are qualified, to, you know, to just apply.
MRCI is
the website. www.mrci.ie.
MRCI, yeah. Go and check it out. It's interesting because when I speak to people in the same situation as you, it's always the fact that they can go home and see their family, but you've made some very valid points. It's not just that. It's being able to stand up for your rights,
yes,
while you're here, get better jobs, go into higher education, enrich our society and as well. So it's good for us as a country as well as it's beneficial to you guys. It's an amazing opportunity. MRCI is the website.
Just to be able to live normal lives.
Yeah.
Wherein you're not scared
basic
anymore.
Human,
yeah,
rights.
Yeah.
Basic human rights.
Yeah.
It's basic human rights. I'd be dying to hear from you when you come back from the Philippines. And
yeah,
see
I will.
You get on with your son.
And I'll take loads of pictures.
Take loads of pictures, loads and
with
loads.
With my son and my mom.
Oh, beautiful. Well, Mel, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us today. I hope you have a lovely time when you get back home, and we'll be right back after these.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.